Ms. Chapman.
Hey, Chapman. This is David Morgan from Orbit Design. Unfortunately, the call was disconnected.
Hi. Yes, I don't know what happened. I was just waiting.
I was also waiting for your call. So, how's your day going, Chapman, today?
It's going pretty well. I was on my way out. I was finally getting off early.
Oh, great. And
yes.
If we can talk about the process of the work, so how about the process? How's the work going?
My business? The photo booth business, is that what you're asking about?
Yeah.
It's going pretty good, yes.
Oh, perfect. And on the website on which we are working on, so I think the work is going in a very smooth way, right?
As far as I can see. I'm new to this, so I'm not quite sure what I should be looking for, okay?
Yeah, definitely. This is why I am here today, because I to review the complete brief which you folded, and according to that, we are working on your designing part, and now the inner pages are completed, like the inner pages of the website are completed, and now we are moving towards to the next steps, and also we were working on your content for all the pages, so definitely within like a couple of days, the content will be there too. So
okay.
I do have like a couple of questions from you related to the website. Basically, firstly, if you can tell me like what exactly your vision is for this website.
What my vision is?
Yeah. Now, what's your basically planning to accomplish with this website?
Okay. I want to be able to. The website is what we're going to use to drum up business.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to, when prospective clients do a search for photo booth rentals, I want my website to come up, and when they take a look at it, I want it to impress them, because I want my website to represent the quality of service that we provide. And so far, you guys are helping me with that. It looks like we'll be able to accomplish that.
Yeah, we are helping you in terms of writing down the content and everything. So if you can guide me a little bit about the nature of your business. I do see that you're providing the photography services into the weddings, into the birthday parties, conferences, bar mitzvahs, graduations. So you are just clicking the pictures and like just taking the session with these all parties, or you will be selling or taking some kind of money with the website too, like within the website too.
Okay. What we do is, have you seen a photo booth?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not a photographer per se. We are a part of the photography industry. But we actually rent photo booths for the different events that you just named. Okay?
So
we right now we have two types of photo booths. We have one that looks like the traditional photo booth, the photo booth that was around in the 1960s and in Woolworths and Five and Dime stores, where you sat in, you closed the curtain, and it took three pictures.
Okay, perfect.
Are you aware of those?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just hearing your conversation, and I'm a little bit aware of that part.
Okay, and then we also offer the new one, which is high in demand, which is called the 360 photo booth. And that actually records 30-second videos.
Okay, that's great.
All right. We attach music to the video. We offer templates. That means we frame that video with verbiage and colors that the renter has asked us. Okay?
Perfect. So will you
all
be adding up the packaging for your booth price or just showcasing your stuff just to attract the customers?
See, that's a good question, and I have to go back to the group to see if, in fact, we want to include a price list, a package
list.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you one question, David?
Sure.
About that, can we go in periodically? Because, of course, you know, prices go up on all goods and services.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we would have to be able to edit that page at any given time.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Like once the work is completed, we will be providing you with the complete access for the website. So with that, you have the ability to make the changes. Even you can upload the more pictures, adding up more things to your website to yourself.
Okay.
And
all right.
However,
so, yes,
I do recommend you to add the pricing along with the packaging to your website. Let's say if someone hiring you for the birthday party photo booth, right? And you do have a package for like 3 photo booths, and this will going to cost like $100 or $150. So with that, you can have at least packaging showcasing to your website. Let's say if I am your customer, I am on makingmemoriesphotobooth.de.com, right? I am reviewing the website, but at some point after reviewing the complete information, at some point I would like to know what actually you guys are offering. So if I can see the 3 photo booth cost me this, 5 photo booth cost me this, and if I can go for the bundle plan, which will covers a complete 10 or 15 photo booths, so this is something which will kind of cost me this. So with this, you can generating the more revenue with this. Sometimes you will not aware about that your customer is on the website, but if he and she likes the idea, if he and she likes the package, so they can just end up paying you for that. You got the query to your email address. With that, without even knowledge, you will get the business.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yes, we will include the pricing and the packaging. We do offer 2 different photo booths at this time, so we offer, and with that, it's a total of 6 packages because it's based on which one they choose and the number of guests that will attend. Okay?
Gotcha.
So, yes, and I will submit you that flyer, at your request showing those prices. Okay?
Sure. Yeah, that's great. You can just send us the complete details about the packaging. So what we can do here on the first page of your website, we can add the clear, like one separate section for the packages. So whenever your customer clicks on packages or any button like this, so it will take the person separately there where only the packages will be showing to that customer. And according to their affordability, they can just get that package from you.
Right. Okay. That's fine. So I will send you our current package list. Okay?
Sure. That's
price
great.
List.
That's great. And one more thing we can also do with your website, as we are adding up the photo booth section, so if we can separate the like birthday parties kind of cost this and conferences cost this, so according to that, if we can add the packaging, so that would help you a lot.
Okay. Let's start with the type of party doesn't really matter with the pricing. We do want to advertise that we will, our target audience is everyone, birthday parties, conferences, or what have you. So our prices aren't determined by that. Our prices are determined by the number of people and which booth that they use, they choose.
Yeah.
Okay?
Definitely.
So, but you'll see that. You'll see that when I submit you the documentation.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, I was looking at, here's the question I have. Can I ask you a question now?
Sure, you can ask me anything.
Okay. When, right now, I have a website that with GoDaddy. Are you going to integrate everything to that website? Or
can you confirm me, like the business name that you have from GoDaddy, it says makingmemoriesphotobooth.de.com, right?
Yes, and it starts with, when you search it, it starts with 6001. I'm not sure why that's there.
Let me
but
see.
It might be, yeah, when you...
Mm-hmm. Okay, 6001, making memories, photo booth rental. It seems like someone puts their... you mentioned the copyrights 2022, 6001, making memories. So is this something you wrote this, like you told your developer to put this, or your developer just put this here?
You know what? I assume that GoDaddy did that. I did not put that 6001 on there. And I assume they did it. And as a matter of fact, I have on my list of things to do today or tonight is to call them and find out why that's there and if it can be removed.
Yeah, but if we can talk about this one, so you already having the website with us, so I don't think you can call them and ask them for remove it. As soon as we take the access of your business name, so we can just, this website, your existing one will be automatically down, and the new one will be active on this particular name.
Okay, so you're creating me, you won't be using this website. You'll be creating me a new one.
Yeah, we are, like, you already reviewed the whole layout which we present to you.
Right. Oh, I thought you were going to integrate.
No, like,
oh,
I don't...
So I paid
I don't
for this
say.
I paid for making memories for nothing. I mean, this other one for nothing. Oh, my God. That's a waste of money. Okay. No problem. It's not your fault. No.
It's if you say, so we can work on this, too, but I would not recommend you to go with the like the existing design, because if you can talk about the design which we showed to you, if you can compare it, if you can even compare it, so you can see the clear difference between the quality, the work, the layout.
No, I'm using yours, David. I'm using yours. I paid for yours as well, so I'm using yours because you're designing this for me.
Yeah.
I just was under the impression Tom led me to believe that you would take the existing one that I have and integrate all your changes into that. He did not tell me I was getting a whole brand new website, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm good.
That's great. However, the concern which you face from the existing provider, that they mentioned 6001 making memories at the footer of the website.
Uh-huh.
If you can pull up the website which we designed for you, so if you can go to the same section, so you can see what we are basically writing down here. Is it possible? Can you please pull up the website?
Yeah, one second. I had it in front of me. One second. How did I lose it? Oh, yeah, I have the website in front of me,
Great. If you can
now,
scroll down to the footer.
Scroll down to where?
To the footer, like the last page.
Okay.
So you can
see
the copyrights 2022 Photo Booth Rental LLC, powered by Orbit Design Agency.
Okay, the only problem with that is that this title, the name of the company is not correct. It needs to say Making Memories.
Yeah, it
photo
will
booth.
Be fixed. It will be fixed. But for now, just
okay.
I'm showing you this.
Okay, very good. No problem.
Okay, great.
Okay,
so one more thing is after that, once we are uploading the packaging, after that, we are good to go to basically work on the content, and you will be having the content there after that. So I would like to know, how do you basically planning to market your website? How do you planning to target your audience? Do you have any idea or any suggestions?
Okay, how do I target my audience? When you say target, you mean how do I reach out to them, correct?
Yeah, how do you basically going to...
So I'm not doing that with this website?
You will be. But we need to work on the marketing strategy for that. Like, let's say, do you have any kind of marketing strategy in your mind for how you're going to market your business in front of those people who are in need of your services?
Okay. So the how to me, and, you know, again, I'm new to this, the how to me would be the tools that we use to market to them, right?
Yeah, there will be a tool.
And is that the tools would they be Facebook and Instagram? or would it be the concept? Help me out here. Or it's a concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
So what...
Mm-hmm.
You tell me, what is the marketing strategy for a photo booth company? Or
yeah,
anything?
I do have a marketing, like, whole strategy for you, which we can utilize it for your business. And after reading your brief, and you mentioned a couple of services as well, couple of target audience which you would like to target. So if I can talk about the marketing strategy for your business and how we basically going to target our audience, let me explain you about that. Firstly, we will do the complete research on the business of the customer. And let's say you're providing the services of photo booth, a wedding, birthday, conferences, everything. Firstly, we'll do
right.
the complete research on that, like what kind of target audience will be falling under this business. And then we'll do the complete competitor analysis, that how many competitors do you have, how many like people who are doing the same business which you are doing it. And then after
in
doing
my
the complete,
area.
Yeah, after doing the complete competitor analysis, we can come up with the top launch 34 keywords. The 34 keywords, let me 34 keywords could be weddings, or birthday parties, or conference, or graduations, or photo booth as well. Or even someone can search for photo, like photo booth by Sally, photo booth by Chapman, or the Chapman could be the keyword too. So like this, we will come up with the top launch 34 keywords for your business, which will be approved by the professionals. And as well as once we got the 34 keywords, we will be sending you the complete list for that. And once we send it to you, you can review it. And once you give us a thumbs up, yeah, these keywords looks good to me to move on with this, we can go ahead and lock down those keywords at the back end of your website and as well as the search engine. So the search engine could be Google, Bing, and Yahoo. As I give you an example for the search, for the keywords, so whenever someone searches for weddings, whenever someone searches for birthday parties or conferences, your website will be there. And considering the fact you're not just the only one who are providing the same, who are providing these kind of services. And once you are live, you will not be on first page from the first day, right? So you will be
mm-hmm.
on 20th or 30th page at that time once you are live. So just to making sure you will be on first page, because nowadays people could not search for like even on second page. They can just only search for the first search or mostly just do the first or second search. That's it. And at that moment, if you're on 20th or 30th page, so how would your kind of people can have you to purchase the products from you?
Right.
So with this, with using these keywords, we will be start optimizing it at the back end of your website and as well as the search engine of Google, Bing, and Yahoo, because these are the top giants where people search for their needs. And once we start doing the optimization, so first month, on a very first month, we will be showing you the complete research report for your business. We will be sending you the complete statistical report with the name of your website makingmemoriesphotobooth.com, where you can see on the very first month your website stands on 30th page, and this is something you receive, like how many visitors you received, how many clicks you received, and this is something order you received from your website. And from the next month, as we are start doing the optimization, so from the next month, you will be seeing the progress on the website. At that moment, we show you the website that your website stands on 20th or 30th page. And when we start doing the optimization, so within like second month, you will be seeing the progress. So on the very next month, you will be seeing your website to be on second page or 15th page, 10th page, and month by month, you will be seeing the progress and your website will be on top. So within like 12 months, your website will be on top of search engine. Even whenever someone searches for any kind of keywords, which we are providing you after the research. And every single month, you will be receiving the statistical report, which will be showing you that how many clicks you received, how many visitors you received, and how many paid orders you receive from this website. So this is something which will cover your complete Google marketing, I can say, search engine optimization. However, if we can talk about the social media marketing and management, this is something else. Are you getting my point?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Yeah, so this is something which is called the search engine optimization, which only can be optimized on search engines, Google, Bing, and Yahoo only. And if we can talk about the social media marketing and management, so firstly, on the social media, we will be creating the business pages with the name of the business page, making memories photo booth. And then we will do the designing on the posters and the banners, and as well as come up with the attractive captions, which will be added up to the each post and the banner. And then we'll come up with the hashtags as the word keywords providing on search engines. So the same goes for hashtags on social media. Even whenever someone search for your kind of services on social media, like even it could be on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Let's say on Facebook, someone searches for a wedding, your business page will be there just because of with the help of hashtags. And this is something which we can manage it, market it, and do it for you within like for 12 months or 6 months, whatever you go for. And then we will be showing you the progress of the social media too, and as well as the search engine optimization too. So within like, you will be grabbing the audience from all over the world, all over the areas which we are targeted at. So every single month, you will get the report of social media marketing, along with the how many clicks you receive from social media, and how many clicks you receive from search engine optimization. Within that, you will be having those customers mentioned in the report too, how many paid customers you received, how many clicks you received, and how many customers you received from the marketing of your business.
Okay. So all of this comes with the package that I paid for, or are you asking me for more money?
That's something which is the complete marketing solution for the business.
Okay, so, and this is included in my package that I bought.
Unfortunately, it's not, because this is the complete marketing strategy for the business owner,
so
just creating their awareness.
Let's get my website built, and then we can talk about optimization, okay?
Sure.
I don't want to get confused. There's a lot going on here, and I don't want to get confused. So let's get it built, and then we can talk, okay?
Perfect, perfect. That's great. We can definitely talk about for this.
Okay.
However,
right.
any questions you have regarding the marketing, regarding the social media, regarding your website event?
Oh, any questions at this time?
Yeah. Do you have any questions for me?
Nope, not at this time.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, I know that if I remember correctly, the content questionnaire did it ask me about keywords? I mean, you guys are you're going to do that anyway, right?
No, we can just provide you with the keywords, but once we talk about the optimization, optimize those keywords, this is something which can cover the marketing, which we'll be covering by the marketing.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Let's get the website built, okay? And then
sure.
I can go from there.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
And you will be sending us the packages for that?
I'm going to be sending you photos.
Yeah, the packages.
Is that what you asked me?
The packages.
Oh, yeah, the list of packages and any videos. I probably won't get it done tonight, but you should have it by tomorrow evening, okay?
Okay, perfect. That's great.
I work full-time also.
That's great. No worries. You can take your time sending me the pictures.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm moving this to the development stage. And also what it can do for you, just to make everything in black and white, I can prepare the proposal for you for the marketing solution, which I can send it to you on Teamwork. And as soon as you got time, you can review it, how we are basically going to target the audience for you, okay?
Okay.
That's great. So anything else I can help you with from now?
Nope. I'm just going to get you that information, and then you guys continue to build, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Perfect. 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 That's great.
All righty.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay.